Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. In this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to be talking to Dr. Chris Connolly of how does weight affect some of the joints and how we could potentially help. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark. Again, on this podcast, we're going to be talking to Dr. Christopher Connolly, and we're going to be talking about some how weight affects joints and how potentially you can help. Dr. Connolly,
yes.
Say hello and introduce our listeners to you and what you do.
Well, I'm a chiropractor here in the Peninsula area, Hampton Roads, for the last 19 years. And I've had the privilege of working on as young as 1 day old up to 95-year-olds with all types of concerns, some for just wellness, others for pain relief. And I've helped a lot of folks like your patient base where they've had, they'd like to lose weight, but they're constrained by the pain that they're experiencing with their joints and the limitations that they have because of the extra weight.
You've been doing this for a long period of time, and obviously you and I, we both see lots of people that weight has affected their life, and specifically it can affect how well they can move or can't move, how much pain that they have. So let's talk a little bit about that, kind of how obesity associated with arthritis or kind of the amount of fat or someone's body mass index. What does this all have to do with it?
Well, when you're carrying that extra weight, it definitely puts a strain on the skeletal system in very insidious ways. Like as much as or as little as 15 pounds, especially like after you've had Thanksgiving dinner. That extra heavy feeling you have, that will alter your spinal alignment. When the joints are then altered, you're going to affect the nerves that these joints have in them. And the nerves, they're like garden hoses. You put a squeeze on the garden hose, you get a trickle of water out. You put a squeeze on the nerves, you get a lot of pain. You also have organ dysfunction. With an overweight person, it's that vicious cycle. Well, I know I need to lose weight, diet, and exercise, but I hurt too much, so I can't exercise, so I can't lose weight. And
it's that tends a never-ending cycle there that builds and snowballs on itself.
Yes, and unfortunately, I'd say one of the first things a patient will experience or a person who's gaining weight is experiencing is what we see, as most people know, as sway back, where their low back just is very curved towards the front because they're carrying the extra weight in the abdominal area and it's just pulling on their low back. A lot of times too, the pelvis will be then altered, one side lower than the other. That will then start pulling on the muscles that go from the pelvis to the spine. When that occurs, again, you're setting off muscle pain, pulling, nerve damage, and you're setting the stage for scoliosis, which is an unnatural curvature of the spine. And you can get scoliosis, you could be born with it, or you can develop it all the way through your adulthood. And unfortunately, scoliosis, if left untreated, will wear out to the point where your discs are herniated, you've got bone on bone, arthritis kicks in, and the bones start fusing together. And it's a very unpleasant situation that can be avoided through diet, exercise, and weight loss.
Right, and it can be a very insidious type of start there. just a little bit of extra weight, like you mentioned, just, if you're tilted just a slight bit off, or it's just kind of that slight, that sticking out just a slight bit, it's changing the curvature of the spine, it's changing the position of the pelvic bones or the, basically all the bones. And once you affect one, then it starts to affect other ones. And these little changes can mean a lot. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. I see it as, with overweight patients, they're walking compromised. A lot of times their knees are almost knocking, and it's sort of like they're scissored. And so as a result of that, with that altered walking, then they start basically killing the arch in their feet. And so they've got foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain. They're fatigued, and they can't possibly walk properly as a result, or they don't even use their knees. They just basically bounce side to side on their feet. And all of this, you're not meant to walk like that. And you're wearing it out. It's like driving a car with the tires flat and out of alignment. It just
doesn't work well, does it?
No, it just beats on you.
Right, and that's just a constant, continuous thing. So, with a lot of our patients, obviously weight loss can take a lot of pressure off that. But sometimes they need a little more help too, and so just kind of that realignment or trying to get some of that taking the pressure off, because it only takes a little bit of change that can affect a tremendous amount. And this is a lot of things that you can help with then too.
Oh, absolutely. Through the chiropractic adjustments, we can relieve that pressure off the joints, especially in the low back, where they might be experiencing even sciatic leg pain, where they got the numbness down the leg or the extreme burning pain. Sciatica takes on a whole lot of different approaches for pain and discomfort, numbness and tingling in the feet. But when you relieve that by adjusting the pelvis, educating the patient on proper sleeping positions to take the pressure off the low back during the night, the best thing to do is sleep on their back with a pillow from the knees down. All of these things make a tremendous difference, and I've seen it through my 19 years in practice with overweight patients. It's given them that ability to then go for that walk after dinner and start some form of positive exercise and do it without pain.
Right, and then it can build on itself. So once you get comfortable with doing a little bit, hopefully that's going to also help with your weight loss, which subsequently then you're able to do more, and it can kind of build on itself. Now, a lot of our patients are very intimidated to think about, what can a chiropractor do for me? I'm way overweight. I have all these aches and pains. So kind of walk me through a little bit. I'm going a little bit off the side here, but walk me through a little bit about kind of when a patient, trying to lose weight, having a lot of aches and pains, back pain, what could they expect by coming into your office? Kind of what can you do? What should they anticipate?
Well, they would certainly, be greeted with respect and consideration for their health concerns. We do, of course, have, the private rooms for treatment and therapy and the consultation. Adjustment-wise, there's no need for any type of disrobing. And if we do any type of muscle stim therapy or ultrasound or so, that too is done on a very discreet manner. As far as I would say the best thing is come for a consultation, because one, we don't charge you for the consultation. You put your mind at ease, you can tour the facility, and two, the treatments itself are they're non-invasive, they're non-confrontational. There's many different ways you can adjust a person. There's instrument adjusting. There's also the hands-on adjusting. And depending on the person's...
It shouldn't be something to be intimidated of, because the benefits, you know, the potential benefits of having someone that's been, you know, overweight for many, many years, being able to get some better activity out of this, the benefits there are tremendous.
Yes. They're so surprised. One patient I have in mind, she's an overweight woman, and she was not the least bit convinced. She came in only because her daughter recommended and prodded her and brought her there. And after a couple of treatments, she actually had full feeling back in her leg right down to her toes. And she never thought that that would ever occur again. And so she was really, really thrilled with the results she got. And that then provided her the ability to start working at a gym, you know, exercising, going for walks and all, because she could feel her feet when she walked at this time. And she's like, boy, I can't believe the time I wasted. I should have been here long ago. So it does make a big difference. And there's nothing to be intimidated about. It's pain-free. It makes a popping noise, but nothing happens as far as anything breaking or pain associated with the adjustment itself.
Right. And I guess I'd like kind of go along with that same theme there. It's kind of, you know, it's something that they should, you know, hopefully someone won't be intimidated with, that they shouldn't be scared of. It could be tremendously helpful for someone who is trying to get back some activity, especially if, you know, even if they're not overweight, obviously, too. But all these things that, all the kind of, you want to say, misalignments, or the just changes that occur as we get older, changes that we just kind of almost sometimes do by habit. You mentioned earlier kind of, you know, teaching people to, you know, to be in the right position, whether it be sleeping and kind of your activity, of how do you help prevent some of these problems. That's something that you can, you know, someone with your expertise can really help someone with.
Well, absolutely. You know, we do try to find out from the patient, you know, what it is they do on a daily basis. And, you know, in, besides if they're just working at a desk, do they like gardening, or are they, you know, do-it-yourselfers in the home, or working on the car, whatever the case may be, because all of these things point a picture to what they're doing with their bodies. And, you know, that old proverbial straw on the camel's back, you can do something wrong a million times, but it's the millionth and one time that finally the back says, I've had enough, I'm putting you in shutdown, and they get the spasms and they can't move, and they feel as if they've been thrown down the stairs and run over, but nothing happened. And it's the micro trauma, or the straw on the camel's back, that finally brings them to the office, but they have no idea what happened to them. And when the joints are at a place, they don't it's not necessarily that it happened today and the pain started tomorrow. It's something that builds up over time. Then there are folks who unfortunately have been injured and are in extreme pain from the injury and come in, and we work with them and thankfully have good success as well in relieving their pain and problems and getting them back to what they were at prior to the injury.
Right. So basically rehabbing, it can be a very important part of this as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you got to retrain those muscles. The muscles, tendons, ligaments, they all have memory, and they like what they are. They don't care to be put back to what they should be. And so the more frequently you treat them and rehab them and retrain all of that, the better they will respond and quicker as well.
All right. Well, very good. Dr. Connolly, if you want to kind of if there's a message you'd like to give out to those listeners out there, kind of a little bit of a certain message you have, how to contact you, And if you want to have something you want to throw at them here for these, as we wind this broadcast down.
Certainly, I appreciate it. I would certainly encourage everybody, I say it jokingly, but it's true. As long as you have a brain, a spine, and want to be well, you should be seen by a chiropractor. You don't want to wait for the idiot lights to come on in the dashboard to fix the car. You do that preventative work. We're in that same business. We promote that preventative work. Don't wait to be on all fours. Come in, schedule a consultation with us. As I mentioned earlier, the consultations we don't charge for. If we find that we can help you and you want to be helped, that's when the clock starts ticking as far as fees and costs go. But as a part of this podcast, we're offering the free consultation over the next 2 weeks to call the office, 757-989-5393. Mention that you were calling in regards to our podcast today, and we'll happily schedule you for a consultation with myself or with Dr. Skarupa, our female chiropractor at the office, and hope to help you get to reaching your goals of health, fitness, and vitality.
All right. That is a great offer. Again, the phone number there, 757-989-5393. And the website, you have a website, it's www.yorkchiro.va, Virginia.com. So yorkchiroVA.com. All right.
And also Facebook.
Thank you very much.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for participating in this podcast. We certainly appreciate it. The listeners appreciate it. Again, if they have more information, I hope they're giving you a call. And if you want more information from us here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, we encourage you either give us a call, 757-873-1880. Our corporate website is cfwls.com. But also I'd encourage you and would like to invite you, everyone out there, to join me on Losing Weight USA. The website is www.losingweightusa.com. Every week I do a podcast. You have access to me. We'll talk about different health topics as well as weight topics. And you have access to me to ask questions as well as getting the recipes and free tips handout every week. All right. Thank you, everyone. Again, thank you, Dr. Connolly. We will
My pleasure.
Again in the near future. And I will see you on the next podcast. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Goodbye, everyone.